America's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. All of it brought to you by X Insurance. Make sure to check out xinsurance.com. We'll go through some of the sponsors and partners here in just a few minutes. What a great program last night. Honest to goodness, I got to tell you, as I was telling my Facebook stream fans just a little bit ago before the program, if mommy says you can only listen to 1 hour of the 3 hours of Armed American Radio last night, make it hour two. Hour two. Now, not to take away anything from the great Alan Gottlieb and A.W.R. Hawkins made up the first hour and the incredible roundtable that made up hour three, but Janet Mefford in hour two last night was absolutely outstanding. And Janet has a knack. You know, it's like this. When you're with somebody that's at the top of their game, they elevate you. It's just great to surround yourself with greatness when you can, and that's what happens when Janet is on the show. And last night's hour two was some of the best radio that we've ever done. It's funny how that happens every time Janet Mefford is on the program, right? That's not coincidence. Welcome into the studio. If you're watching on the Facebook live stream, great to be with you. If you're watching on your television sets in Northern California and Reno, Nevada, we're at home with you, all right? And if you're listening to the radio on dozens of stations around the country or whatever device you choose, welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today on the Car Arms Microphone. All of it brought to you by X Insurance. I did something really fun today. I got to ride shotgun with Charlie. Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay. I made Charlie famous. Charlie's on the phone. Charlie Cook, how you doing, man?
I am living the dream.
We were both living the dream this morning, weren't we? Look, you pulled up in front of AAR Ranch, picked me up,
you know,
and we went out and rode around with you in your Charger with cameras all over the place, including on the hood, and we did a segment for your very popular YouTube channel, Riding Shotgun with Charlie. And the first time I saw you was in Minneapolis, and lo and behold, we made you famous. Dude, I'm proud of that.
Oh, I'm honored that you did. I really am. It's been so much fun for me.
So what'd you do? Tell me what you're doing here. You're traveling the country, basically. How long have you been out on the road for the last month or so?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I have. I was hoping to do a 2 month tour and travel all over the country, but the virus that shall not be named struck everybody, and I figured out that can't happen. So I decided what I would do is instead of driving all over the country, I would stay east of the Mississippi. And I've filmed a couple shows in Nashville on Wednesday and Thursday this past week. I filmed a show in Birmingham, Alabama yesterday. And I've done two shows today in the Atlanta area. And I'm uploading the videos. And I'm actually going to be heading out very shortly to do one more show today.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, man, you're working like a dog, and I love it. Let's just talk a little bit about who you filmed in Nashville. Brad Primo, the CEO of Lead Slingers Whiskey, of course. Brad is a regular contributor to this program, a great partner of Armed American Radio. And the show comes to you every Sunday on the Lead Slingers microphone. And you spent some time with Brad. Great guy, isn't he?
He really is. You know, everyone says the gun folks are the most amazing people. When I had this idea to do the summer tour, Lead Slingers was making the hand sanitizer.
Right.
So I contacted them and said, hey, listen, I'm a friend of Mark's. This is what I do. I'd like to get some of the hand sanitizer to give to my passengers this summer. And Brad got to me within 2 minutes, and he's like, what's your address? I'll send you a case of hand sanitizer.
And how many bottles came in that case? You told me this morning out in the cul-de-sac in front of my house.
There were 2 dozen bottles of hand sanitizer in there.
Well, I'm proud to say I have a Lead Slinger bottle of hand sanitizer. Now, as soon as you pulled out of the hood today, I went ahead and shot him a photograph, Brad, and said, look what I got, Mr. Charlie Cook, gave me this today as I was getting ready to do, or when we got back from doing a segment of riding shotgun with Charlie today. Now, where I took you today was kind of cool. I understand we have Andy Hoosier on the line. We'll go to Andy in just a second. He's listening now, Charlie Cook. But I took you when we did this. Where did I take you? Tell everybody what you saw today.
So you took us to I forget the name of the bar, but it's where they filmed
the Blue Cat Lodge.
The Blue Cat Lodge. We went down there, which was really cool, and we went down to the dock where they dug up one of the person's dead bodies for the show, and that was really cool.
Ozark is what we're talking about for the television show, the Netflix hit series Ozark. Was filmed right around Armed American Radio Ranch. Go ahead, Charlie. Sorry.
Yeah, and then we went to the first school that was hit by the COVID nonsense, and the first one that had 16 cases, I think you said, of the of kids that had that. So we drove by that as well. So I love it, man. I went out with Patrick Collins today. We were in downtown Atlanta, and he took me to the beginning scene of The Walking Dead. He took on that highway there. We got a couple pictures right above that highway. That was a lot of fun too.
Well, you got to see a lot of really cool stuff, and that's awesome. I'm proud to be able to have done that with you today. The whole Ozark thing, but about a mile and a half down the road from Armed American Radio Ranch, where they filmed a lot of that. So, really, really fun stuff. Where are you heading next for Riding Shotgun with Charlie?
Today, I'm going to be interviewing Claude Werner, the tactical professor. And tomorrow I'm going to be interviewing Brian and Shelley Hill from The Complete Combatant. And then I've got to head back up to reality and go back to Massachusetts and, pray that I get through New Jersey.
What is it like crossing behind the Iron Curtain?
Dude, I'm telling you, once I hit Tennessee, I got out, I stretched my legs, and honestly, the air smelled different.
It's the smell of freedom, Charlie.
It really is the smell of freedom.
Well, I didn't mean to rub it in, but I was openly carrying a sidearm today when you picked me up. That was a Glock 48, by the way, in a crossbreed on the outside the waistband. And you had an ankle holster you were lawfully carrying in the state of Georgia. So congratulations. It's nice to meet you. And you have a Massachusetts carry license, right?
Of course. I have a Massachusetts permit, a New Hampshire permit, and a Utah permit. So I'm good to go.
You're good to rock and roll, and it's good to see you out and about. I really do appreciate you getting out, and it was a lot of fun. Let me say this. Last night I was intending to bring Charlie on the program as he was making his way out of Alabama from Tennessee into you rode around with our friend Beth Alcazar, correct, in Birmingham?
I did. We have 9 minutes of video of her giving me Alabama gifts. She's giving me some grape co soda, some chips that were made in Alabama. She's got a little postcard of all the famous people that are from Alabama. And there's some history on there about, oh my gosh, one of the spaceships and that the windshield wiper is made in Alabama as well.
Now, did she happen, because I'm telling you right now, I know Beth very well. I also know Alabama really well. If she didn't give you any Big Bob Gibson's white barbecue sauce or barbecue sauce, she done let you down.
Well, I'm going to have to try. I didn't get that. I did get some pork rinds, though.
All right, pork rinds. I mean, Big Bob Gibson's is synonymous with Alabama barbecue, so we're going to have to shoot her an email, and I may have to send you some Big Bob Gibson's Alabama barbecue sauce. If I had known that earlier today, I probably would have taken care of you. Charlie Cook, where can people find everything about you and Riding Shotgun with Charlie?
They can check out RidingShotgunWithCharlie.com. They can find Riding Shotgun with Charlie on YouTube, on Gunstreamer. They can listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, and on iHeartRadio. And, of course, they can see the 9-minute video of me opening all these things from Beth at facebook.com/RidingShotgunWithCharlie.
If I go up to Massachusetts and you want to give me gifts from Massachusetts, what are you going to do, give me rule books?
We're going to give you baked beans so you get a bunch of gas.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Charlie, I love you to death, man. I'm so glad to have met you and played a part in your burgeoning career. I love you to death. It was so fun to have you down here today. I wish we had an opportunity to maybe partake with some lead slingers and have some fun. But lo and behold, you have to get back behind the Iron Curtain. And you know what? Keep fighting the good fight up there and keep doing what you do. And by the way, real quick, let people know before we go to a break here that you also do the Gun Grams. Tell them what that's about.
30.
Yeah, 20
gun
seconds.
Grams are where I play the Gun Grams, where I play the trumpet and shoot a gun at the same time. I've got 250 videos on a different YouTube channel. If you just look up GUNGRAM, those have been watched 20 million times all over the world.
And it's wonderful because you know what? You can hire Charlie to actually do a Gun Gram for you over the holidays. They are, Charlie, I've looked at some of those, and I mean busted out laughing. I think it was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I was on the floor busting out. Charlie Cook, I mean, just a super nice guy. Charlie, here's how much I love you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Drive home careful, and here's the go-away for you. Hee-hee! Charlie Cook.
Hee-hee! Love you, man.
Gun Grams and Riding Shotgun with Charlie. We're going to be back with Andy Hoosier right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
With the alarming spike in COVID cases this month, shoppers have been trying to stock up on PPE products such as sanitizer, disinfectants, and wipes. Target, Walmart, and Costco are restricting shoppers, placing limits on these products. Several big box stores began limiting customers to just 1 PPE product per person. Here's some good news, finally. You no longer need to drive from store to store in search of these must-have health supplies and personal protective products. Pulse TV has created an exclusive Armed American On-the-Go Germ Kit. This 9-piece set is equipped with products like hand sanitizer, sanitizing spray, and even a protective germ key. And it comes in a convenient carrying bag so you can take it with you when you're on the go, and it can be easily stored in your car, making this the perfect travel companion. But you must hurry. There has been a massive rush to get these into states that are seeing a spike in cases, and inventory could run out at any time. To learn more about Armed American On the Go Germ Kit, just visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
And the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. GunBroker.com has you covered. I was talking with Patricia Huff today, our good friend A.W.R. Hawkins, on his Instagram page. If you don't follow him, he's got 108,000 followers on Instagram now. A.W.R. does. And he and I and Patricia Huff got together at the SHOT Show in Vegas and had some dinner back in January. And he and I hooked up with, talked to her just the other day. Well, I always talk with Patricia. But if you look at his Instagram page today, you're going to see a gun broker bag with a handgun, with a pistol. That is just go check out AWR Hawkins on Instagram and all the cool stuff that he puts up there. And you're going to see some gun broker up there today. He's bringing it, man. And gunbroker.com, by the way, brings it here every single day in conjunction with Car Arms and X Insurance to bring us this program across the country. Let's go to Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason in Wichita, Kansas. Andy, how are you?
I am fantastic, Mark. It's good to be with you, my friend. Sorry for the little delay, but you know, the radio industry, it's a fun time.
Hey, you know, let's just tell you had a little bit of work to do. You had some voice work to do. Believe me, we all know how that is. But you're here now, and that gave us an opportunity to talk with Charlie Cook, the founder of, and I love the guy. He's such a great guy, and that is Riding Shotgun with Charlie. So people ask, what is that? Well, Charlie's got a camera mounted on his hood. He's got three cameras at various spaces inside the vehicle, and he films everything for his YouTube channel, and he cuts it all up with different camera angles, and we ride around and we talk. It kind of like, you know, riding shotgun with Coffee and Charlie. And we have a great time. And I was able to take him to some really cool places near Armed American Radio Ranch today. And I'll let you know, viewers and listeners, when that goes up on Riding Shotgun with Charlie on YouTube so you can check it out. It's an awful lot of fun to be with Charlie. Andy, did you know that, and boy, if I got an Instagram post that I got to read for you, I can't wait to get your to get your take on this. But did you know that Trump yesterday put out, the Trump campaign put out yesterday, President Trump's second term agenda, fighting for you? Had you seen it yet?
I have briefed through that. Yeah, it looks like what the Donald Trump and Republican supporters pretty much want, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I'm going to go through this with you quickly. Jobs. They want to create 10 million new jobs in 10 months, create 1 million new small businesses, cut taxes to boost home pay, enact fair trade, made in America tax credits, expand opportunity zones, continue deregulatory agenda, eradicate COVID-19 is the next topic, develop vaccine by the end of 2020, return to normal in 2021, make all critical medicines and supplies in the U.S., refill stockpiles and prepare for future pandemics. Next category, end our reliance on China. Bring back 1 million manufacturing jobs from China. Tax credits for companies that bring jobs back from China. Allow 100% expensing deductions. Robotics bring back their manufacturing to the United States. No federal contracts for companies who outsource to China. Hold China fully accountable for allowing the virus to spread around the world. Next category is healthcare. Cut prescription drug prices. Put patients and doctors back in charge. Lower healthcare insurance premiums. End surprise billing. Cover all pre-existing conditions. Protect Social Security and Medicare. Protect veterans and provide world-class health care and services. Next is education. Provide school choice to every child. Teach American exceptionalism. I like that. Drain the swamp. Pass congressional term limits. End bureaucratic government. Expose Washington's money trail. Drain the globalist swamp by taking on international organizations. Next is defend the police. Fully fund and hire more police and law enforcement. Increase criminal penalties for assault on law enforcement. Prosecute drive-by shootings as acts of domestic terrorism. Bring violent extremist groups like Antifa to justice. End cashless bail and keep dangerous criminals locked up until then. Until trial. End illegal immigration and protect American workers is next. Block illegal immigrants. Boom, boom. Next category is innovate for the future. Next category is America First foreign policy. Nowhere in there is the Second Amendment mentioned. I'll turn that over to you.
Well, you make a good point. Now, first off, when you look through all of that, as we mentioned, I mean, it's a beautiful platform that we need, and I think it really rallies the party, and it really kind of exposes many of the Republicans that are trying to go and endorse Bernie Sanders, which there have been, by the way, 27 of them so far, with Jeff Flake making the news today.
Jeff Flake.
I'm sure we can talk about that a little bit later.
That guy.
Yeah, but at
that
the same
blanking
time,
guy.
Republicans are exactly, but there are a lot of Republicans, obviously, that are excited about Trump. The last poll we saw internally from the Republican Party was the fact that he still holds close to 98% of the support from the party. I mean, the party already officially nominated him with the kickoff of the convention that kicks off today, and it's going to be a great thing. But you're right. Under that entire platform, there is not any mention of the Second Amendment, which is a little bit concerning. Now, he has been a little wavery at times on the Second Amendment issues, but like we've talked about before, I mean, he's a guy from New York that may not quite understand the importance of that. But when it comes down to it, I don't think that it's something that we need to be too fearful of.
No.
Because obviously, being a conservative, being a Republican, he's going to fall mostly, majoritively on the right side of the aisle when it comes to Second Amendment issues. But what I find interesting is the fact that he's not actually making it a front and center issue in the nation, which could be just because of the incidents that are going on right now in the current events with all the protests and rioting and the shootings.
No. Listen, let me take you to task on this. Here's what he ought to be doing. And Trump's smart enough to know this because he talks about it. He mentions it at least once or twice a week that he's going to protect the Second Amendment, that people have a right to defend themselves. He mentions that when he's out on the stump. It's just not in this platform for America, which disappoints me. Here's all he needs to say is defend the Second Amendment, period. Because the choice is the difference is stark. Listener, let me make this very clear to you. Donald Trump ran the most pro-gun campaign in American history, and I don't want to hear anything at this stage of the game. Well, look what he did to bump stocks. Compare what Donald Trump does and says versus what Biden's campaign and not just rhetoric, but what the platform from the campaign and the DNC platform is. If I have to explain to you the differences, if you're going to pull Never Trump on me and you're going to use bump stocks to do it, I don't want to hear it. Because what you're doing is you're playing into Jeff Flake's hands. A vote against Donald Trump or for someone else is a vote against the Second Amendment. I don't care how you slice it. It's that simple. This ain't the time for playing games. You want to go play games with third parties, do it down the road in between elections. But right now, when you're talking about the Second Amendment, this is it. 100% this is it. Biden and the Biden campaign will dismantle your right to keep and bear arms, period. And they're not hiding behind it. They're making it very clear. It's right smack on their website. I would like to see defend the Second on Donald Trump's, but you don't have a choice. It's that simple. If you don't like Trump, if you're one of those people that don't like Trump, hold your nose and vote for him. If you don't, you're not a friend of the Second Amendment. You might as well be voting for Biden. I'm sorry, Andy, but that's where we're at. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, in the fact that he doesn't mention it in the platform, you're right. I mean, it's disconcerting, but at the same time, it's not disconcerting. Every time the issue gets brought up, he's very friendly to the NRA. He's very friendly to the gun owners. He's always been an advocate for the Second Amendment in his own way. And you're right. It comes down to we know his record versus we know Joe Biden's record versus we've known what Kamala Harris is going to say when she tries to take over as well if they end up getting in the leadership.
We know the difference between the two parties. There is absolutely no room for error here. You know what Biden wants to do. You know what Trump's not going to do. That's your decision. I don't want to hear it. I don't want Angry Mark coming out of the box today. It's going to be tough in the next segment too. Andy, when we come back, I'm going to read you an Instagram post from a very close relative of mine that I played with last night on air, and I can't wait to get your take. We'll be right back with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason from KQAM right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com. Today.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're watching me on one of the cameras in the studio, I've got glasses now. These are very expensive, as I can see. Here's computer glasses, very expensive. Those are Oakley frames. Them didn't come cheap. The other ones were Oakley's, too. Here's some really cool. Here's some of my fun shades here. These are Ray-Bans. These aren't cheap. And these are prescription, so they're not cheap. There you go, right? Pretty cool. And these are original prescription prescription shades as well. So I got a lot of glasses here. None of them work anymore. None of them. As of like 4 days ago. I'm really aggravated about that. I'm really aggravated about that. But I'm going to stay calm. I can barely even see my computer now. Everything just got blurry. I don't know what happened. Maybe just real life got in the way. I don't know. Here's the deal. I'm going to the eye doctor tomorrow to hopefully get another pair of computer glasses made. I can live with the other glasses. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Do me a favor, brother. Don't get any older, man. It just happens.
Well, here's the funny thing. So I'm supposed to be wearing glasses myself. I've had terrible eyes since a kid, and I just don't. I don't like wearing the glasses, and I do fine with them, but that's why a lot of times I end up having headaches by the evening. And I know I'm supposed to be wearing them, and I got some, and I try to, but it bothers me. I don't like wearing things on my eyes, man.
You know, I was 45 years old. I had, 20/15 vision my whole life. I had family members. My parents wore glasses. I had aunts, uncles, cousins. You know, my sisters both wore. I never did. They hated my vision was always better than 20/20. You know, the old 20, you can see at 20 feet, whatever. I could see at 20 feet what most people could see at 15 feet, that type of thing. And I was out to dinner with my wife on our anniversary a number of years ago. I was 45 years old. I'll never forget it. The waitress came and set the check down. I picked it up, opened it up, and immediately extended my arm. And I dropped the thing, and I went, what did I just do? My wife cracked up. I picked it back up. I opened it up. I couldn't see it, and I instinctively extended it. It was that very night that I decided, oh, man, it took 45 years to catch up to me. Well, it caught up to me, nonetheless. And just over the last week, I kid you not, I woke up one morning, and these computer glasses here, which are single vision. My others are progressive. I hate to say that. They're progressive lenses. But these computer glasses are single vision, and I couldn't see. I couldn't see. Everything on my screen was, and this is not a small screen on either side of me, and I couldn't see a thing. So I'm back at an eye doctor tomorrow, and hopefully we'll have hopefully they have those lenses, those single visions in stock so I can see my computer. All right, Andy, what I can see is this Instagram post that a close relative of mine made the other day. And I can't tell you just how disappointed and angry a lot of people in the family are by this. Take a listen to this. You're a millennial, right? How old are you, Andy?
I am actually about to be 32 here in the next month.
Okay, well, that puts you smack in the middle of millennial category, right?
Yes.
Take a listen to this. Vote as if your skin is not white, your parents need medical care, your spouse is an immigrant, your land is on fire, your child is transgender, your house is flooded, your sister is a victim of gun violence, your brother is gay, your water is unsafe. Because privilege has no place in an election, but empathy does. Now, Andy, what that despicable, and it is despicable, because what that does is 100% pure identity politics. Everybody's life sucks but yours. And if you made something with your life and your life doesn't suck, you're the problem because you're privileged. You didn't earn that. You didn't build that business. It's not your success. You didn't work hard. You're privileged is what that is. Now, mind you, this is coming from someone your age, white female. Your age, Andy. Now, here's what I latched onto. I couldn't. First of all, if that's all the stuff going on in your life, you got a pretty messed up life. If you're dealing with all that, here's the deal. Your sister is a victim of gun violence. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're transgender. None of that matters to me. None of that makes any difference to me whatsoever. Lots of parents need medical care. None of anything in here matters to me. I focused, Andy, besides, the identity politics in play, that whole, if you're a successful white person in this country, well, you should be ashamed. You should be ashamed. You should get on a knee. That don't fly around here, law dog. But I took issue with your sister as a victim of gun violence because, you see, in that world, that means you should be voting for gun control. If my sister is a victim of gun violence, I want my sister to be empowered. I want my sister to know how to use a firearm and to wear a firearm and to keep a firearm so she is never a victim again. Am I missing something, Mr. Millennial Andy Hoosier?
There's so many directions that go with that.
Take it wherever you want. You've got 5 minutes. Go for it. It's all yours.
It is unbelievable but it's not surprising at the same time. I mean, look at the ones who play the victim are the white millennials who want to self-degrade themselves, that try to apologize for their race or apologize for their gender. I mean, those are the ones that are out there kneeling in front of black people or Hispanic people or whatever, apologizing for the race that they were born into. I mean, so it's not surprising that it's coming from a white female that's a millennial like that. But all the different issues there, they try and say at the very beginning, don't vote based on your skin color. But then, as you mentioned, it goes through every single incident to where you are identity politics and you are a victim, because every one of those is not taking responsibility for yourself, but it's saying that someone else hurt me, someone else did something to me, I am a victim, between being gay or transsexual. I mean, here in Kansas, we just had the Supreme Court, state Supreme Court, passed to where you could file discrimination for housing or for employment if you got fired because you were gay or part of the LGBTQ, which I've never heard of a case where you got fired for a job if you were part of the LGBTQ, nor do I care if you do your job and you're part of the LGBTQ. No one cares as long as you get your job done. So you have that issue. And then, of course, yeah, you are a victim of gun violence. I'm not quite sure what being a victim of gun violence means, other than you weren't prepared to protect yourself and you want to make sure that you are going to protect yourself from here on out. There's so many issues that they bring up that just try to show, number one, how horrible this country is. Number two, how much of a victim that you can actually play. Look, if you're able to check all of those boxes and you are in, like you said, that messed up family where every one of those things is going on, then you have pretty much, first off, you can write the ultimate biography about how terrible your life actually is, how bad this country actually is, and you just want to be, you would have so many kudos points for the Democrat Party. You could run for political office with no experience, and they would tailgate you right up to the front there and make sure that you got first row tickets, baby.
Andy, listen, I'm sorry, but I gotta go here. I gotta go here. You talk about, you know, having a messed up life. Imagine, okay, that... Imagine your property's on fire, it's flooding, you're wrestling with your sexuality, you're worried about your brother's sexuality, and you got to boil the water. Dude, you live in the wrong neighborhood, and you bought into that neighborhood by
Look,
choice.
If you're on fire and you're flooding at the same time, if you're flooding and you're on fire at the same time, you have bigger issues than what mankind or a political party can fix.
You know, let me put it this way. If you've never, when you buy property, you know what you're getting into. You make a decision. You sign on the dotted line. I mean, this is the stupidest thing. But you know what? It's so dangerous. It's so dangerous because there are 32-year-old white women out there who have bought into this garbage, that they need to feel guilty because of who they are, as Andy just said, because of the race that they were born into. Let me tell you something. I don't feel guilty about crap. I worked for everything I have. I've never taken a dime of federal government money, ever. I've been fired from jobs. I've owned 3 businesses. And I know what it means to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. I've had 50 cents in my pocket. I've had 50 grand in my pocket. I know what it feels like to be on both ends of the spectrum. And I don't feel guilty about any of it. None of it. And nor should you ever. You let Roger Goodell, that loser over at the National Football League, get on a bended knee. You, in the meantime, turn him off. Forget those idiots. Those people are losers with a capital L across their forehead. Be proud of what you've accomplished. Be proud of who you are, whatever color you are. This is what America is all about. Back after this.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada.
FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Indeed, the final segment, the fastest hour of all radio weekdays. No doubt about that. We're in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. All of it being brought to us by X Insurance. We've got so much to look forward to with all of our great partners, particularly X Insurance and others, as we progress through the remainder of this year and into the next year. Let me give a quick shout out to our other sponsors. Of course, Lead Slinger Whiskey's microphone, supporting us on the title sponsor on the weekend show on Sundays, PulseTV.com. We've got a new gig, new stuff coming up for you. No more germ kits. We're moving on. We got some really bomb stuff coming up for you. I was working with the guys over at Pulse TV. In fact, I was talking with them during one of the breaks on this show, inviting him onto the program. We'll see how that works out. MyPillow.com, the promo code is AAR. Lots of people have slacked off over there. We need you to support MyPillow.com. You guys are doing great. We just need more support over at MyPillow.com for Mike Lindell. Coming up on the holidays now, do some Christmas shopping early. Lots of fun products over there. Take advantage of the promo code at AAR is the promo code at MyPillow.com. Of course, Car Arms, I'm, you know, trying to talk my way into having some accessibility to one of their 25th anniversary guns over there, but it has been difficult. Even when you know people, it's been difficult. But boy, I would love to get my hands on one of those things. It's a pricey gun, but it's worth every penny. GunBroker.com. This is the GunBroker.com studio. Sign up for free. It's 100% free. If you can't find it on your shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker. AWR has got one of the GunBroker range bags, so they're back. So let's talk about doing some more promos. We'll see if we can do those. Maybe start one this coming Sunday. I'll speak with Patricia about that. See how things just pop up in your head when you get to talking about them, Jethro? Love it. SAF, Second Amendment Foundation. SAF.org. $15 for an annual membership. Unbelievable to help Alan Gottlieb. And, of course, North American Arms. And let's not forget DefenderCoffee.com. The promo code is AAR. If you're watching me, way too much of it today. I'm going to be frank and upfront with you. Way too much coffee today, but that's okay. It's legal, right? Coffee's legal. And let's not forget FrontSight, frontsight.com/MARK. Please go out and get the certificate. Just do it. It doesn't cost anything. And it reflects on us, and it reflects on you, and it supports Armed American Radio, and it supports FrontSight. And we need your help. And if you want to throw your support behind Armed American Radio, $7.95 a month to become a premium subscriber at armedamericanradio.org. That price will never, ever, ever go up on you, and you will get some great behind the scenes content. I'm recorded some of it today for you, actually, but there's more of that coming as we build out the website and do some really cool new stuff for you. Let's go back to Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Andy, lots going on behind the scenes, brother. So much. We need more time to talk about it, dude.
We always need more time to talk about it, but after that last segment and hearing about how terrible the world is, I feel very victimized myself.
You know, let me make this very, very clear, okay? The individual whose Instagram that is, as misguided as that ideology is, I love her as much as my own daughter and would take a bullet for her and punk anyone who attempted to harm her. Very close relative, but nonetheless, very misguided. And I feel bad that ideology that's a very misguided ideology, period. And I don't understand the mentality. Andy, I'm not bending on a knee for anybody but God, dude. And what am I missing?
No, here's the thing. It is very misguided, but the reason I have it is because it's easy. Remember, that whole thing means that you're a victim. That means that the entire world, your entire life is out of your hands. You have zero personal responsibility. You don't have to take responsibility for any of your actions, for anything that happens to you, when you have a bad day, when you get fired from your job, when someone rear-ends you on the highway. None of it is your fault. It is always society's fault. It's systematic racism. It's systematic oppression. It's systematic whatever else. So it's easy to live that way, because they were never taught maybe a hard work ethic, or maybe they don't like the hard work ethic, or they don't realize that they actually have control of their own life. It's easier to be able to sit back and say, wow, look at all the horrible things happening to all these other people. Look at all the horrible things happening to me. Man, the world really must suck, and therefore I'm just part of this system that is really just oppressing everyone, and there's nothing I can do about it. It's so easy to take that rather than saying, you know what, I'm going to look at it in an optimistic way and use it for my benefit and be able to gain and grow from it.
So much insight from you, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. That's why you're the voice of reason. I love that. And I love the fact that you're of that age group, because you get it. And what that does is sends a message of hope to those of us that are just a couple years older than you, Andy, okay? That there is sense out there in America today. I know it's bleak. It's hard to see that when the other side is painting this doom and gloom picture, but it's true. And you're right. And, you know, a lot of people ask, why is Hollywood so liberal? Well, it's because of the guilt. Look, I'd love to find out how guilty I would be if somebody paid me, for example. I was watching I have to admit, one of my guilty pleasures, when I just want to not watch anything and have to think, I'll watch 2.5 Men rerun episodes, okay? It's just hilarious, I think.
Sure.
You know, it's just fun to watch. Cracks me up. Love the show. Have for years. But I was watching an interview with Charlie Sheen, who at one point was being paid $1 million an episode when it was the number one hit on television. $1 million an episode. That's a week, listener. A week. Imagine doing 6 days of work for $1 million, right? That's a ton of money. And when you're making that kind of money, it's really easy. I'd love to find out. I'd love to do the experiment. Let me see how guilty I feel if someone pays me $1 million a week. Andy, would you take that experiment?
I would definitely take that experiment and see how guilty I feel.
Okay, the point that I'm making is it's really simple to feel guilty about things when you make that kind of money if maybe you feel that you're really not worth that money. I'm making a ton of money, gobs of money, and maybe because I feel guilty, I need to start doing some other things. And I've seen this throughout my life. This is just my opinion. I'm speaking from experience. I know a lot of people with a lot of money, tons of money, self-made, who are very, very liberal because they have tons of money. And they've admitted that. I've got more money than I could ever spend, and I feel a little bit guilty. I've actually heard that from individuals. So that therein lies, I think, Andy, the answer to why a lot of people in Hollywood feel guilty, therefore become liberal. It's easy to be a liberal and wish the world utopia when you have everything and don't have to live like everybody. Arnold Schwarzenegger smoking a Cuban cigar in a hot tub telling you to stay home and quarantine. Give me a break, Arnold.
Well, I would take it a step further, though, and I think some of these would actually go into self-preservation as well. While we had the movements of, you know, only white people are successful and we only need black actors, that sort of thing, then that's when you get a whole bunch of actors coming out and joining the Black Lives Matter movement. When you hear climate change going on about how we're using too much resources and too much energy, then you see the Leonardo DiCaprio that has three different yachts and two private jets say, oh, we need to stay home and not drive as much. So, you know, I'm going to let go of one of my yachts sort of thing. And then you get the idiots like Danny Glover that thinks that earthquakes are created by global warming and climate change. But, you know, I think a lot of them, too, are just the self-preservation ones where they have an image, they have followers, and they don't want to lose that. So they try and say what's popular.
You know, what a perfect place to stop. Andy, I could go another 2 to 3 hours with you. Thanks for jumping in here, man. I appreciate your insight, your wit, your wisdom, and your humor every single week on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Love having you in here. You can listen to the Voice of Reason at KQAM every single day. Andy's getting ready to go on air right now here in just a few minutes. Right, Andy?
We got it. It's coming up here in a little bit.
There you go. So you can listen to Andy every single day at KQAM. Look him up. The Voice of Reason, you'll find him. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Cam Edwards joins me tomorrow, my dear friend, and we're going to go just gangbusters for a solid 60 minutes tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Until we meet on the radio with Cam, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everyone. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.
All right. See you later.
Shanto, we love you, brother.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.